first up, before we get to a new traffic with Zane Johnson, when you approach a traffic intersection and you see someone holding up a cardboard sign, it's generally a, you know, a sad reality for them, and how they have lost their jobs and how they need to feed their family. And given the many who have lost their jobs in recent months due to the impact of COVID-19, we're likely to see many more of these. But one person who took to the streets with a cardboard sign took an entirely different approach. He decided to make people take notice and brighten their day with these quirky messages. Lucindiso Malchas is originally from the Eastern Cape. He now lives in Dunoon, and he's been often seen at the robots at on the R27 at roundabout the Dolphin Beach Hotel, with signs which will say, and all very tongue-in-cheek, "I will torture your boss for 20 Rand. Or, "Why lie? I need cash for cold beer." Or, "Let's do lunch, bro. You buy." And the issues of unemployment is a very, very important and critical issue. But Lucindiso is doing something we believe here on the show is something that is positive, trying to brighten up people's day in this very, very bleak time. He joins me now. Lucindiso Malchas, thank you so much for coming on air, sir. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you, man?
Very good, man. I want to know a little bit more about you. What is your story? What have you been doing to make a living over the past few weeks and months?
Yes, before, as I was saying, like, the social media, I was working on a warehouse as a picker. Then in Lansdowne, then I lost the job. Then I decided to come up with a funny sign. Then that's why I'm surviving now, to feed my family.
Yeah, and I know that it takes a lot for someone to swallow their pride and to ask another person for money, let alone standing at a traffic light with a sign to ask for money. And I'm sure you, as a father, you know, would have to have swallowed your pride to do that.
There was no choice, man. And I was not bothered. I don't want to bother in family too much to have help to them. And then I know I've got something that I can make people to smile, to be happy. People during this time of the lockdown, they need something like to make them to be happy. Yeah, and then I come up with my sign, and I was not having a choice. Because I'm a man, I have to hustle for my kids. I don't want to spend too much to other people.
But you do it. Sorry, you do it in a light and a positive and a humorous manner, as that being something that has been responsive. I know I've seen quite a few social media pictures of you. You've been featured in the local newspaper in the Tableview area. Are people receptive to your positive, you know, sometimes humorous messages?
Yeah. Those humorous messages was good. Even the people for Tableview, they understand me quickly. I've met like such a good person in Tableview, like a good person like Brandon. He helped me out to publish all my things and create my mega party from now on.
I'm joining in on this conversation is Brendan Cottle, who heard of Lucindiso's story, decided to help him out. Brendan, thanks so much for coming on air with us. You set up a Backer Buddy page, a crowdfunding page for Lucindiso. Just what is your goal with trying to assist him?
Hey, how's it going? Look, for me, it's not really a goal for myself. I came across Lou on a couple of occasions at the robot. We stopped, exchanged numbers. We had a bit of a conversation. I asked Lou what was his sort of, well, his backstory, why he was there, where the funny signs came from, and obviously into where his goals and ambitions were. And his idea was obviously prior to being on the street, he's always had a dream to move towards Khayelitsha side because of the noon's issues and being overcrowded and safety for his kids. And I just thought, let me look at an opportunity in terms of how we could do or run a crowdfunding opportunity with Backer Buddy and over social media. And it's just really gone or doing really well at this point in time.
Brendan, how much or how can people, you know, assist, particularly people who pass Lou every single day or most days on the R27? What can they do to help?
So if they are on social media, especially Instagram, his handle is sign_Diso. And the Backer Buddy link is on his bio. They can just click and donate. Or they can go directly to the Backer Buddy page and just look up Lou Sindiso.
Lou, you are known for your positivity. You are known for your funny signs. What are some of your, what are some of the motorist favorite, and what gets you probably the best response?
Yeah. The favorite is why lie, I need cash for a cold beer. Yeah. That one is cool, yeah.
Why lie, I need cash for a cold beer.
Yeah, you they like very well. Yeah, okay. They go for it. Yeah, they are supporting that sign too much. Cause, like to them, like I'm being honest to them. At least I'm not cheating them. I'm telling them the fact, the truth. You understand? So people they like the truth, the fact. You understand? And the lunch one. So it's good, yeah.
But of course, so, a lot of that. I'm sure that you know a man needs a cold beer from time to time. But of course, supporting your family as well, Lucindiso Malchas and Brendan Cottle. You may see him on the robots on the R27 in roundabout Dolphin Beach Hotel. He's trying to do it for himself, but also with the help of people like Brendan Cottle.